It's the Rich Emerson radio program. It's 503-733-2970. For the life of me, I can't find my, someone ate the baby sounder. All right. Would you believe that I'm getting all of these emails about this, whatever this thing with the Democratic, the Attorney General, and the whatever? Rick, you ignorant slut. The fired U.S. attorneys were themselves Republicans. They were ousted for not finding Democratic politicians to investigate during many Republican groping and stealing scandals. I'm sorry, except he actually says groping and stealing. I love it when people drop their G's comedically. Groping and stealing, which I believe is a Beastie Boys song, also involved... Boy, you know, I'm halfway through this, and I'm just so bored with it. This is why, you know, we kind of position this radio station, as they say. We really don't even position it this way. It's just the way we are, and so we've tried to turn one of our weaknesses into a strength. And really, it's just that I'm not that bright when it comes to things going on in the world. So we just sort of pretend that we like to, that we, you know, we're that way on purpose. But I'm halfway through this story, and it's just making me want to sleep. Is this what normal talk radio sounds like? Are other talk radio stations really talking about the Attorney General scandal? Well, whatever. I mean, different strokes for different folks. Just to prove to myself that I can do it, I'm going to get all the way through this email. But first, I need some coffee. So
I know what that calls for.
What? Yeah, the coffee? Yeah, before we do anything else. Hold on. And then we'll talk about porn. This isn't the original version. This is like a techno mix from a few years ago. The original for the 70s was much more tacky sounding. It was like done on a Moog synthesizer. All right, there you go. All right, just to prove to myself that I can do it, I'm going to read this email all the way through and pretend to care. This is one of like 10 emails I got. Rick, the fired U.S. attorneys were themselves Republicans and ousted for not finding Democratic politicians to investigate during the many Republican groping and stealing scandals. Also involved are GOP office holders who attempted to pressure the Justice Department to find something to take the attention off their own capers, which is contrary to law. Stick to your strength, Rick. Internet porn and weird people riding the bus. That's what I'm going to do, sir. Did I get other... How about this? Here's one. I swear to God, one more and then we're done. About the Attorney General, Rick. Paul, who are these people that are so involved in the way this country runs that they really care about this? Or no, but these are the same people who vote. But I don't trust them. Rick, Paul, who called about the firings, gave you false information. The current scandal at the Justice Department concerns recent firings of over 93 prosecutors, many of whom were Republicans. The firings resulted from political pressure on these prosecutors from Republican politicians who wanted them to begin. I can feel my brain just turning into a hard, insoluble mass as I read this. Wanted them to begin investigations against Democratic opponents in the last election. I know you and most of your listeners could not care less. Well spoken, sir. But you did allow your show to be a conduit for right-wing propaganda. Yet again. All right.
How did we?
I don't know.
I completely missed that.
I don't know. I'm trying to care, but I'm just unable to. Here's more emails about this. They're not going to be read, by the way. So further emails about this are going right into the delete folder. I'm not going to be reading them nor caring about them. All right. 503-733-2970. All right, great. These phone calls to get to. We'll get to the top five. Jim Roop's going to talk to us later on. Dennis Pitzenberger is going to be here to talk about he's got this article about TV cars, which is like really, really, really inaccurate. So we'll talk about that. We'll do these FCC complaints here in just a second. First of all, before we do anything else, though, let me, with the whole and the whatnot with the... Well, for the love of sweet God, where did I... Oh, there we go.
Scotty J, this is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say, except...
You're not going to amount to that squad!
Scotty, please summon him to the studio.
Beam us up, Scotty.
End of message.
Scotty J, Rick Emerson Show PA. Hello, sir. How are you?
Good, good.
All right. So this is, so you have an HGTV.
Yes.
Okay, so I got some questions, and these are things I honestly don't know. Okay. Now, I am, as they say, I'm an early adopter, meaning that I am a big sucker for gadgets, technology, gimmicks, devices, tchotchkes, gigaws, what have you. And I buy a lot of those things as soon as they go on the market. I had one of the very, very first MP3 players. I had an MP3 player so old that it actually didn't have a hard drive. It had to play MP3 CD-ROMs. I had that. I had the very first TiVo when it was only a 14-hour device, and it was like the size of a refrigerator. So it's not that I'm not into technology. I am.
So there's my question. How can you live without HD then?
Well, are you talking about HD radio or television?
First television.
Okay.
Are you talking about radio or television?
Well, let's take one at a time. You have an HD television.
Yes.
It's how big?
65 inches.
65 inches?
What?
Is that 5 feet? That is 5 feet.
The bigger the TV? No. I'll take that back.
My friend has we were just talking about how big his TV was, and it was a 38-inch TV.
Yeah, mine's like 29. Yeah. So you've got a 5.5-foot television screen.
Yeah.
Is that from corner to corner or side to side?
And does I think they measure it from corner to corner.
And does it include
the
frame?
TV.
Does that include the frame, or is there even like a frame?
No. When they say 65-inch TV from corner to corner of
the
glass.
That's the actual screen itself.
Right.
So it's 5 feet diagonally, so that's however long across. So it's probably
like
3.5 feet across, I would say.
It's still
big, though.
3.5 tall, you mean.
How much did you pay for that?
This is the deal. I paid $1,000, and believe me, that is a steal. It was a $5,000 TV like a year and a half ago.
Right. Now, why was it $1,000 if it's normally five?
Well, technology keeps changing, just like computers. You can get a computer now for $400. It just is
so now. So is your TV out? I'm not trying to knock it, but is it outdated in some way? Or
I'm sure they came out with something new just last week. I bought it right around Super Bowl. In fact, 2 days before Super Bowl, I wanted to watch it in HD, and believe me, that was the best experience ever. I had never watched Super Bowl in HD.
You keep saying
Super Bowl.
There is actually
Super Bowl.
There is a Super Bowl in front of it.
Ooh, I usually use the all the time, but in this particular instance, I took it away.
Here's the thing. Just do whatever your instincts tell you not to do. Whatever, when you're speaking or trying to form sentences, whatever your gut...
I like watching TV.
There's a lot of people that say Super Bowl.
No, they don't.
Okay. So. Anyways... it was just a great experience.
Okay.
So I bought the TV. It was $5,000 normally. They had marked it down to $2,500 or something like that. And this particular TV, a customer bought it.
Also, this is reconditioned or
it
was returned?
Right.
Okay.
But I tell you what, they had it for like a week.
Uh-huh.
Brought it back. It's still under your warranty.
No, that's fine. I don't have any problem. I don't have any problem with buying reconditioned or return merchandise a lot of times, because under store policy.
Right.
That sometimes they can't sell it as new, but it's perfectly fine.
Right. So they fixed it. Plus, when I bought it, I still get a year from the manufacturer as far as if anything is bad.
All right. So do you have regular cable? Like digital cable?
Yeah. I pay for digital cable, but I only pay for, extended basic.
Okay, so it's
like $60 a month, and that's
so like how many,
like what you're paying.
Like how many channels?
Well, the HD stuff is in the 700s.
Well, this is what I don't understand. So if you have an HD, and I really honestly, I think there's a lot of people, this is why I'm asking this, because then there's a lot of people in the same boat as me who just don't. It's not like I'm a dumb guy, and I'm kind of geeky about this stuff. I just, there's stuff I don't understand. So you got an HD TV. Does that mean that if you just turn on CBS to watch the evening news of Katie Couric, as millions do, is it going to look different than if I'm watching Katie Couric at home?
Well, I can answer that in two parts. Number one, you can watch it on the lower cable, channel 6, right?
Whatever channel.
But in HD, you got to hit the 700s, and you have to have the box in order to decode it.
So, does every channel have like a duplicate version of itself that's in HD?
No, but the local channels do. So you can watch Fox, you can watch Coins, you can watch KGW.
Of like the 75 channels, like I got 75 channels at home. How many of those are also in HD?
I think I only have about 10 right now.
So you paid $1,000 to watch 10 channels.
No, the TV itself, even when you watch the normal channels, it's just spectacular.
I think that's BS.
You're feeling guilty that you paid so much money.
You are justifying the purchase. I call BS on that right now.
Why do you need to see the Fox anchor people clearer?
Whenever they play any show like House, I watch House, okay? And that's in HD. It looks sweet.
What is the point of watching a medical drama in high definition?
Just any show that you want to watch. I also watch American Idol, and I see everybody in HD. You can literally see the just as if I'm looking at your head right now, you can see the hair crystal clear.
Am I being difficult about this, or am I really... Because here's the thing. I don't wish to sound old and out of touch. I really don't, and I don't want to sound like a curmudgeon, and I don't want to sound like a Luddite. A Luddite is somebody who just reflexively resists technology. I am not that guy. I do not reflexively, anybody who knows me, I embrace technology and, as I said, gadgets and all of that. I really do. In fact, just last night, I spent about 2 hours last night, because I'm a loser, comparing the new video iPod to the new Creative Labs Vision M, because I'm trying to decide which video MP3 device to get. So I'm not opposed to technology. I do not understand the point of watching American Idol. I don't see that it's like a big benefit to pay $1,000 so I can see Ryan Seacrest's hair better. Do you have to pay... Once you paid for the television, the HDTV, do you have to pay more for the actual channels?
No. The box itself, which also has the DVR, the digital video recorder,
right,
is like $7 a month extra.
So if I went out and I got an HDTV right now, if I went to Fry's, I buy the actual television. I'm not trying to pick on you. I really I don't know about this. If I go to Fry's and I buy the actual TV, bring it home, hook it up, can I just immediately start watching HD channels? They're there. I don't have to buy anything else.
Not unless you have the DVR box.
So I have to buy yet another box.
No, you get it from your cable company.
Okay, now then
they
do
rent
I
it.
Do I then have to pay subscription fees for any of those channels?
No, you do not.
All right. Well, let's take. I don't even know these calls are unscreened because you're in here. So we'll just take some of these. See, because I am calling BS. When you say that the regular channels look better on your HDTV, I call shenanigans on that right now. I think you are projecting. You are making that up in your head.
No, the reason why I say that is because it's a new TV set. It's 65 inches. Everything looks better than my old TV, obviously.
Well, but I could go get a regular TV for like $100 and it would look better than my new one.
But you're a movie guy. Why wouldn't you want a big screen? I don't understand it.
All right. Well, hello, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hi, Rick. It's Julie.
Hi, Julie. How can I help
I'm
you?
I'm going to stick up for Scotty J for a change.
How does that feel?
He is totally right.
It's not all political.
I'm not saying he's wrong. And again, I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm not picking a fight. I'm trying to be skeptical
about this. You will never go back.
I so agree. You should have it, Rick.
How much did you pay for, if I can ask this, how much did you pay for your HDTV?
Okay, I got a Sony HD 1040. Is that what it is?
I don't know.
And got it at the end of last year, fairly new model. It was about $2,000.
Jesus, God Almighty. You know, my first four cars, I do sound old now. My first three cars together didn't cost that much combined. And my car can take me to Nebraska, and it has air conditioning.
But it is so different, especially if you love movies. And, you know, going into the 700 channels, which are the HD channels, Discovery Channel, it's beautiful.
Now, do you have
like
to
be in there?
Do you have to buy a whole different sound system, though, to go with this, too? Because you can't just, like, watch it out of the speaker on the front of the TV, clearly.
You can.
But, I mean,
that's where it gets expensive, and you have to cut your losses because, you know, you want to get all the speakers. So we already had some really good Bose speakers. But if you set them up properly, you know, it really makes all the difference in the world.
Right. Now, I have the Bose speakers as well, but I have not hooked up my system yet with digital. I have going out of the box into the stereo. My stereo actually has a digital receiver. Or digital.
Seriously, and I say this with love, Scotty. Somebody's going to shoot you one of these days when you're leaving the studio. I say that
because
as
I work
an observation.
Hard. No, this
all
is
right.
It, Rick.
Julie, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's Julie. I'm just saying.
So I work hard and I play hard. That's it.
Stop it. Don't ever say that again.
So true.
And don't ever say big boys' toys either. That's another thing.
I don't say that.
Did he say big boys' toys?
No, but that's
I would never say that.
Guys who say work hard, play hard, those are the guys who are targeted. Did you ever hear an ad? And I'm honestly not referencing an ad on the station. I don't think I've ever heard it here. You hear those ads? We sell all kinds of big boys' toys. The next time a guy says that, you ought to go just kick him right in the sack. That and he who dies with the most toys wins. I'm going to set on fire the next guy who says that. Rick Emerson, show, who's this?
Their children. Hi, Rick, it's Jim.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Well, of course, I'm in the same position, finding myself agreeing with Scotty. Oh, my God. But you like Cinetopia, right? I mean,
I do.
That's great. Well, basically, HDTV is Cinetopia in your home. And you do get 5.1 digital sound with it, which makes all the difference in the world. And the picture, it's night and day. Now, my TV is a little bit older than Scotty's, but that's the beauty of these is that in 5 years, the TV you have now will not be obsolete.
Well, is that true, or are they going to, like, screw
me? No, that's true, because the technology... Well, no, the technology that they're using now is the same technology they'll be using. That one woman mentioned 1080. That's 1,080 pixels per square inch
right.
on an HD TV. It's just unbelievable, the difference. And it's real easy for you to tell the difference, because, as he said, you go to 706, which is the HD for coin, and then you switch back to 6, which is the regular one, and it's like all of a sudden you put on a pair of, like, milky glasses or
now,
something.
Now, see, I wonder, now, is this a thing? See, that's part of it. That's part of why I don't ever want to see an HDTV, because as long as I don't see it, my TV at home looks fine.
That's true.
Right, exactly.
It's like cleaning one of your eyeglass lenses, but not the other. Suddenly, I got to clean the whole thing. Now, see, and here's the other thing, and I will say that I have Dolby, actually, I have a 7.1 set up. I have a Dolby 7.1 at home.
Dinner?
No, it's Onkyo, so it's not, like, top of the, you know, absolute top of the line. It's really good. I'm really happy with it.
It's digital, though. It's analog, and there's, you know, there's a difference. It's just like there's a difference in, you know, your iPods now and what used to be, you know, an analog tape, like, yeah. You know, your cassette, your portable cassette. But it's worth every penny. I spent a lot more.
How much did you spend all told on your home system?
All told, almost $4,000. But I bought it when it first, mine's like 3 years old. But it's just as good as what Scotty has now. It's never going to go out of date until they go to the next level, which who knows what that is. But I will tell you this, Rick, is that you can get free HD over the air, but you need a special antenna.
That's where you can see Tom Likas' stool. All right, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I was just going to say, that's Jim. But here's the other thing. Here's the other reason I don't want to get HD. It's because it's going to screw me out of my TiVo. Because my TiVo's not going to work anymore, right? Because my TiVo won't record HD. And I love my TiVo. You want my TiVo, you have to kill me first.
That's a question I can't answer.
Well, there's a TiVo. You'll have to buy a special TiVo that records in HD.
Okay, because, see, I don't know that. See, if it's broadcasting in HD and you record it, why wouldn't it record analog-like? But I don't know that for a fact. Secondly, your TV's going to need a converter box in the future when everything is HD.
That's the other thing. Am I going to be screwed this way, one way or the other, in 2009? It's only a matter of time until Bruce Agler calls about this. You know that. You know, there's like the Bruce sign in the sky. We'll do a few more here, and then we got to take a break. Rick Emerson Show, hello. Well, that was easy. Rick Emerson Show, hello. And going once.
Oh, boy.
I like it when no one's there, because then it makes me feel like we're really moving through the calls quickly. Rick Emerson Show, hello.
Hey, Rick. Last week, my girlfriend turned on my 16-year-old Century 2 19-inch screen, and within about 4 minutes, I made the decision to go down and see our friends at Video Only and buy a 42-inch Panasonic. And I tell you, it was the best $1,247 I spent.
Really?
42. So I got a great deal.
It was a 32, but I didn't have enough space in our bonus room, because I then had to go down to a furniture store and buy an entertainment center to put the thing on. And, of course, I left with the Bose subwoofer and two speakers. That is the built-in DVD player, AM/FM receiver, and CD player. But, you know, that all plugs in together and looks great.
Right.
And now, of course, we have to get the HD Dish Network for an additional $180 so we can get that whole deal. But
This this reminds me of, here's the thing. I realized the other day, Laura and I were talking about this the other day, my wife and I, we were talking about, I realized that now I was trying to figure out what my cell phone costs me every month now. My cell phone costs me, I think, $95 a month or something like that. And it's like, I mean, even when I was using just like a landline, like unlimited long distance, the most my landline ever cost me was $75 a month. Because every time they add a feature to my cell phone, I can then never live without it. And so it's like, it's never going to cost me any less. It's only going to cost me more. With every passing year, it just costs me more, because there's more and more features that I suddenly decide I can't live without.
I'm finding it with the new television, and I tell you, I've got quite the ass groove going into the couch.
Fantastic.
That No, I don't need to watch Scrubs on whatever channel that is at 6 o'clock on the Dish Network in HD. It's just on. But, you know, if you put in your... Well, I started watching X-Men 3 again, and I watched Miami Vice, the new Miami Vice DVD.
Uh-huh.
And with the subwoofer and the large screen and the whole bit, I mean, it's a really great experience, and if you really enjoy the movies and such.
Well, no, that's where I can almost see it, is with DVDs, although, and this is a whole separate subject we'll get onto later, this whole business of the HD DVD and the Blu-ray, but I got to tell you, let me just close quickly. We'll go around the room. I mean, the three of you here. Scotty, what is the DVD or movie with which you demonstrate the superiority of your home system? Somebody comes over, you want to demonstrate how great your home system is. What do you use?
Saving Private Ryan.
See, Siegfried. My friend Siegfried uses that, too. Sir, what is it? What's the DVD or movie you use to demonstrate your system?
Well, I showed my girlfriend's mom the beginning of Mission Impossible 2.
Yeah.
You know, to show, because Tom Cruise is climbing on the rocks, and, you know, she could appreciate that.
Right.
But when my friends came over, I put on that end shooting scene of the new Miami Vice movie, because there's a subwoofer pulse about once every second and a half, and you go ahead and just crank that way up.
Fantastic. All right.
The neighbors can hear it.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
All right, there you go. Me, I'm saying for me, and this is only audio, because, again, I got the commoner's television screen, Scotty, that the... I don't have a screen like y'all. I got the peon screen. For me, it's all about. A friend of mine uses Terminator 2, but for me, it's all about Die Hard. I use that. I use Die Hard or Tombstone. Tombstone is fantastic in terms of audio. All right. Rick, we never did solve this question, but let's do one more here because I want to know. We'll just take a random call. Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hello.
Do you have Rick? Do you have HDTV, sir?
My dad has HDTV.
Now, what do you think of Scotty's claim that regular television stations look better on his HDTV?
Regular television stations look awful on HDTV, in my opinion.
All right.
But that's compared to regular televisions on HDTV.
Okay.
What my dad likes about HDTV, and he showed it to me over and over again, is he uses the cable as an antenna, and... Yeah, there's a lot of channels that you get to go watch as feeds coming in. And there's a lot of stuff you get to see that you just generally wouldn't get to see. Movie feeds coming into the cable station and stuff like that. It's just cool to watch.
All right, excellent. All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. That sort of works as our Bruce Agler call for the day. All right. And just we won't have time to talk about this here. We'll talk about this later. But you do have HD radio.
Yeah.
You're the one consumer I know who owns that.
The whole unit itself, it's like a Bose Wave radio size.
Yeah. I've seen the Mark Whalen.
It's like a total of $120, $130. Totally worth it. It makes AM, especially when I listen to AM 970, it sounds like FM at home.
No, it's true. You've said that this program sounds like it's on FM radio.
Yeah.
So, all right. Hey, by the way, did you see that thing in the kitchen? Just a side note. You know, that thing in the kitchen here that shows staff birthdays and who you share your birthday with?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you share your birthday with?
I think mine was Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Scotty? Who do you share your birthday with?
I didn't look. I need to.
All right. You know, Mark Whalen, our general manager, who's like 100 feet tall and could break you over his leg with one hand. It'd break you like you're
a
Q-tip.
He looks like a beefcake Kevin Costner.
It's totally true. Or Corbin Burnson. Corbin Burnson from L.A. Law.
Totally.
Like, if Corbin Burnson was like much taller and spent, like, about 10 years in a room lifting weights, that's exactly what our general manager looks like. Anyway, do you know, he has the best celebrity and I'm not just saying this because he's the boss and can kill us all and fire us in no particular order. He really does have, and it's perfect for him, too. If you've ever seen our general manager, he's a very physically, very a large man. And do you know who he shares his birthday with? It is the perfect, best celebrity birthday ever. Mark Whalen shares the birthday with, wait for it, Chuck Norris. There you go. It's perfect. And his birthday was last week, and we all forgot. So, sorry about that. So, there you go. All right. So, happy late birthday to our boss and to Chuck Norris. All right. We got to take a break. We'll come back. Tim Riley at the bottom of the hour. Top five coming up as well. FCC complaints and Dennis Pitzenberger. 503-733-2970. Back after this with the Ministry of Truth. Stay there. Rick Emerson Show. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Thank you for coming by. Hey, Rick, I found your show by accident. I frequently find myself smiling as I listen to your show. I do not share your political views, but I think the girl has a sexy voice, and I think I will keep listening. Isn't that right, Donkey? Yes, yes. I think Scotty J has a sultry lilt to his voice.
Am I the girl?
One hopes.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, your president, prophet, seer, and revelator. Kneel before him.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Jim Riley.
Well, a crashed motorcyclist was found thanks to a cell phone. They had a cell phone call, leading police to an incoherent crash victim found lying in a ditch. On Fernhill Road, that's in Forest Grove. The dispatch got a cell phone call from the motorcycle driver. He said he was groggy, didn't know where he is. He talked a bit and realized he'd been in a motorcycle accident. So, authorities triangulated the driver's cell phone signal and pinpointed his general location. The driver stayed on the phone until he heard the sirens of the ambulances that were sent to help him. He was transported to OHSU. No information on his identity or condition. From Massachusetts comes word, the name of the State Department of Mental Retardation is an offensive relic that should be abandoned, say some. Senators Karen Spilva and Stephen Brewer are sponsoring a bill that calls for the department to find a politically correct name. The world has changed radically, and certain names that used to be okay now aren't.
The Department of Mental Retardation. I swear to God. Okay, this is in Boston?
Yes, Massachusetts.
Do we know anybody who lives in Boston? We must. We must know people. Your sister lives in Boston.
She does.
She has to get me something from there before they change it. Before they change it, I want a shirt, a patch, a sticker,
try calling her.
A pen, a jacket, anything that says Department of Mental Retardation. Can you think of... And I'll put that right next to my Cosmopolis police patch. I have to have something.
Right now, the Department of Mental Retardation provides services and support for 30,000 adults and... children with mental retardation.
I swear to God,
Massachusetts.
I have to.
According to their website, they have a website.
I have to. I want to have the letters are all backward and in crayon. I have to have something from the Department of Mental Retardation. Please, I beg of you. If we could, we should get Heather on the phone. Seriously, I'll pay whatever it takes. Whatever she needs from me. I have to have a patch that says that. If I could get something that identified me as like the employer, like a director of the Department of Mental Retardation.
The director?
Or just something. You know, I'm not saying that she should steal something. I'm just saying that's a group I wish to be organized or aligned with. All right. It's 503-733-2970. Here's Tim Riley. Are you looking at the website?
I'm looking for it.
Fantastic. I'll do it, too. Let's all look up the Department of Mental Retardation.
Department of Mental Retardation.
Yeah, there it is. Department.
It's mass.gov/DMR/.
Mass.gov/what? Mass.gov/...
.gov.
Oh, mass.gov/what?
I think it was... I don't know how I got there, but I'm here.
Mental DMR... Let's
I have the Department of Mental...
Oh, here we go. Department of Mental Retardation. Welcome. We remind housing and entrapment. That's such a cheap joke, but I can't...
But for short, it's called DMR.
But it says here at the top... This is so great. It says here right at the top, Department of Mental Retardation.
It's dedicated to creating, in partnership with others, innovative and general opportunities for individuals with mental retardation.
This is so great. I mean, not to have, but I mean... Dude, it's so great that there's a department called... Who knew? Who knew? And in Boston, of all places...
A human rights award. It says it on the right-hand side. It's under what's new.
Here's the thing, and I'm not just saying this to be contrary.
Application for DMR eligibility, what would that say?
How would you possibly fill out the form if you really need it? I guess maybe that's it. Maybe you just spit on the computer screen and flail your arms. Wouldn't you like to see what kind of forms they get turned into them? Just a lot of things smeared with poo.
Well, if they have an Adobe Reader... They can do this.
My thing is this, is that calling it the Department of Mental Retardation, it does tell you exactly what they deal with. I mean, you know, it is a department that helps the enfeebled. What would they pause? Are they going to change it to something that just doesn't even tell you what they deal with?
So let's see. They deal with. They also deal with Alzheimer's.
It says this is funny.
This is the Commonwealth of Massachusetts Department of Mental Retardation.
It says here under what's new. I swear to God, there's the menu over here where it says links and publications. What's new? What are you supposed to list under what's new? What's new? Alzheimer's. I guess it's new to you.
What's the name of that website?
What's new? Alzheimer's. Dysphagia. What's the, it's mass.gov/DMR. What's new? What is dysphagia? You click on dysphagia and it's just blank. It's just nothing. Maybe that's the symptom. All right. Let's see. For consumers, maybe they sell a T-shirt. No, probably not. There's no patch. It doesn't appear that there's any logo either.
It doesn't, doesn't look like
well, there's the seal of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Yeah, and then there's a bunch of Asian kids at the top. Well, what's that about? This is really bizarre. If you look at the top, we're looking now at the Massachusetts Department of Retardation. I can't even believe that phrase is coming out of my mouth. The webpage, or the homepage for the Massachusetts Department of Retardation.
Where are these Asian kids?
Okay, I'm right. If you click on, if you'd like to play along at home, picture pager style, we are at mass.gov/DMR for the Massachusetts Department of Mental Retardation. Now, under what's new, click on dysphagia.
Okay.
Dysphagia? I barely knew you. And then under dysphagia, when you get to that page, click on the For Consumers tab. Oh, and now it's going to almost be a rotating banner. Because I swear to God, at the top was a banner, and it was just like 75 Asian people.
Oh, I see them.
See? That's
there they are.
Doesn't it make you seem like it's just for retarded Asian people? That's totally what it looks like.
They don't look retarded.
Well, they're crafty that way. Some of the retarded can be, they can be stealthy. You don't always know. That's the thing. You have to be careful with them. Because, Sarah, you think that they're just like you and me. But they're not.
You're a terrible person.
I'm not talking about Asians, by the way. I'm talking Asians, you can always tell. Asians can't, you can always tell when someone's Asian. You can't always tell when they're retarded.
It doesn't look like they are selling any products, Rick.
It seems like they're missing out. Look, that L.A. County Coroner's Office sells stuff. Why can't the Department of Mental Retardation sell? It's so great that that's actually the name, and that I get to say it over and over and over again on the air. The Department of Mental Retardation. That's where we're going to start broadcasting from, just even figuratively speaking. All right. Well, anyway, do you know when we were at Entercom, I was officially ordered by the company not to use that word anymore? Entercom actually took me into the office and they just...
Not to use the Lord's name in vain.
I was told not to use the Lord's name in vain.
You couldn't say penis.
Yeah, they did. And when we were at Entercom, it is 1 year ago today that we came back on the air. 1 year ago today we returned to the airwaves. They told me not to say penis. That was after the boob-bearing thing. The Janet Jackson, thanks for that. They didn't want me to use the Lord's name in vain, but they flat-out ordered me not to say retarded. I would like to say now that we were just at the official state webpage, the Massachusetts Department of Mental Retardation. That's what it's called. That's the name of the department, just so you're aware.
They have 27 sites throughout the Commonwealth. So there's a place near you.
Okay. Is there ever? This really closer than you might think. Just down the hall, really. All right. Our own personal... I wonder if there's a Portland Department of Mental Retardation. Probably not. This is such a PC place. This is such a hippy-trippy place. They probably got rid of it. All right.
Maybe even something else. They had nothing to... Like Paris or something.
Rick, did you find that under dysphagia? Does that mean that the Asians at the top are dysphagians? Asians. Sorry. Here's Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth.
Well, meanwhile, for people outside Massachusetts...
And who are not retarded.
19-year-old Arizona man has been arrested on accusations he cooked methamphetamine in a toaster, setting fire to his condo and prompting him to take unusual steps to try to put out the blaze.
And sorry, I keep snorting that I...
Jonathan Citadel was unable to douse the flames with water when it broke out late Tuesday.
Wait, let me understand.
He tried to put out with a window cleaner. Oh, maybe we should sign him up for the...
Yes, yeah, seriously. I think I know where he should go stay. Let's stop. He was cooking meth in a toaster.
Mm-hmm.
I don't... Okay, please not to be calling now to tell me how you make meth. Because I don't really know. And you know what? I don't want to know. I'm fine not knowing. But I do wonder how you...
Okay. Who here knows how to make meth? Tim?
I know how to clean up a methamphetamine lab in its opening stages.
You do?
Yes. But I know what goes into making one. Some of the trinkets and whatnot.
Trinkets.
How do you...
The gee-gaws.
What goes into making a lab?
Well, you need
trinkets,
some lye, and some jars.
Take
Bunsen,
notes.
And a Bunsen burner.
A Bunsen burner? Really?
Then you just take it down to the St. John's landfill, and they cheerfully accept it all.
I love this show. Anyway, so so whatever's in meth, because it's like just crap from underneath a sink, right? It's like lye and soap and whatever things. Did he just swirl it into a paste and just dump it into the toaster like he was trying to make like meth Eggo waffles or something? And then it caught on fire, and his first solution was to dump water into a plugged-in toaster.
Mm-hmm.
And then what was the next thing he dumped in?
So he tried to put it out with window cleaner.
Isn't window cleaner flammable?
When that didn't work, he went to the local Walmart store to purchase a fire extinguisher. By the time he got back, firefighters and police were at his condo.
Okay.
But sprinklers had doused the fire.
Okay. Well, there you go. There's nowhere to go there. Dysphagia. Dysphagia? Rick, dysphagia is a disorder in which the mental process of language formulation and understanding are affected, but not the physical production of speech. Oh, so they can talk. You just can't. I met a woman who had that. I've talked about her. So that they can talk, they just can't say anything of substance. Many people would argue that the host of this very fine radio program suffers from this. I met a woman at Laura's work who did that. I've talked about her a million times. Where you're like, you know, like, hey, Joyce, how's it going? She'd be like, well, I was out riding the dragon waffle up in the sky with a whiteout liquid, you know, tuba, blah, blah, blah. You know, and it was just, and you could tell in her head she thought she was saying something, but it was just long strings of like Lewis Carroll rhymes. It was just a whole lot of like, picture yourself on a boat with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. It just didn't make any sense at all.
You can volunteer to help the retarded, even if you're over 55.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They're taking applications. It says, I'm interested in this opportunity. Hit the link and sign up.
I would love to help the retarded. Let's see. Unless it was just... No. Listen now. Dysphagia. This is dysphagia. There's two dysphagias. One with an S and one with a G. Dysphagia, the one I just read, in which they can talk but can't say anything of substance. Who says you don't learn things on the show? That's dysphagia with an S. Dysphagia with a G-I-A means difficulty swallowing. That's what they were talking about on the retarded homepage. And then she knows...
People have to go to the Department of Mental Retardation because...
they can't swallow. Because your drool is just running out of your mouth uncontrolled. My brother has rivulets of spit coming out of his mouth. Please help. And then she notes at the end, I hope I never have that problem, as does my husband. Bada bing. So there you go. What have we learned today?
Preventative health recommendations for adults with mental retardation.
It doesn't seem like that's a thing you can prevent, does it?
It's a helpful guide, I guess.
Okay. How is it that you're going to prevent retardation? All right, well, never mind. Okay.
It has two pages.
Okay.
Well, let's see. Recommendations.
Be born to a mom who doesn't eat paint chips.
Let's see here.
Scotty, should I be taking these calls? Are you even in that room? These calls have been on hold for quite a while. They don't look screened. Yeah, Scotty's not even in there. All right. Hello, Rick Emerson Show.
Hey, Rick, I've got a surefire method to detect a more...
Just hold on. For the love of sweet God. Just a second. Wait, hold on. Nobody told me it was George here. Hold on a second. Wait, with the, and...
One big fiesta for illegal aliens and homosexuals.
All right, how can
one
I help
one big
you?
Fiesta from, for illegal aliens and homosexuals.
Yes, okay, thank
okay,
you.
One surefire method for detecting the more stealthy of the retarded among us is that they usually believe that Siamese twins are joined by their hair. Or is that autism? I'm sorry, I forgot. I don't remember.
Thank you.
What's that button over there, Rick?
Thanks so much.
Oh, where'd George go?
Oh, he's gone, unfortunately. That's too bad. I wish more than anything, I was just thinking about this yesterday, I wish more than anything I had it on tape when Tina Yathers asked if I was autistic. That's just the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. You know, I never thought growing up watching Family Ties that one day I'd be in a room with her and she'd hug me and ask if I was autistic. I never thought about that. Dan, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
How you doing, Rick? Best show ever.
Thank you.
Just curious, you sounded pretty disappointed when you, there was no logo for the Department of Mental Retardation.
Just, it's just some words at the top.
What kind of, I know, you sounded pretty disappointed when there wasn't one. I was just curious what kind of a logo or character or whatever you were looking for.
It sounds like you might be in a position to know.
Yeah, it does.
If I was looking for a logo or what?
Or a character.
Try again. What word are you trying to say?
Well, apparently I'm not able to say it right now. So
you have a thing.
I'm trying to avoid fumbling on my words again.
Yeah, that's not really working out. The mascot?
The mascot or character or logo of the Department of Retardation that you were looking for?
Yes.
I was wondering kind of what you were hoping to find.
Is this leading up to a joke?
No, it's just a general inquiry.
Oh, well, okay. Well, since it's a general inquiry, I'll answer. The I have at home. Now, many longtime listeners of the Rick Emerson Show will know that we are big fans of the city of Cosmopolis. And Cosmopolis is in Washington State. And it's by, I forget what it's by, Chehalis maybe. No, Aberdeen. It's by Aberdeen. The Cosmopolis has the greatest name ever, and apparently it's a hellhole. Apparently the place just sucks, but it's got a great name, Cosmopolis, the city of tomorrow. And so a guy sent me an arm patch from the Cosmopolis Police Department, and in the middle it has a skyscraper or whatever, and then it has an atomic symbol or whatever the hell it is, or a sun or something, and then around it has Cosmopolis Police Department, and then it's got a badge. And then it's got established 1888, and then it does have some wacky symbol or whatever. And it's cool. It's like a seal. It's like a crest for the city. And it identifies me as being a member of the Cosmopolis Police Department. I would love to have something that identifies me as working for the Department of Mental Retardation.
What do you think the image would be? What are you hoping for?
I don't really know. It seems like your tone of voice keeps indicating that you have a punchline here.
Well, I wish I did. I was kind of grinning to myself.
It's not
here.
Really.
I'm on a joining page. The New England Index for Information on Disabilities Exchange.
Uh-huh.
And their logo is a melted snowman.
Really? Hold on, I gotta see it.
Oh, that's so sad.
Who chose that and why?
Oh, that makes me cry.
That is a disabled snowman.
Information on Disabilities Exchange. So the symbol for that is a melted. Well, okay, there you go. Do you suppose? Well, never mind. No, to answer your question, Andy. What the hell? Where the hell did that come from? Why did I just call you Andy?
Andy!
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Andy!
Anyway, this whole show has just gone mad.
Oh, man.
I just want a badge or a patch or something that identifies me. And, in fact, the more official it looks, the better. I don't want it to look all cartoony and have, a drooling kid with no teeth. I want, lab coat or something, and it says, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Department of Mental Retardation. Let's be honest. Can you think of anything better to represent this show?
You really want me to answer that?
No. Go ahead. I mean, really, honestly, can you think of any business or any sort of organization or department that is better linked to this show than one that says Department of Mental Retardation?
That is true. That would fit you guys quite well, I believe.
All right. See, that's what I said. Thank you, Dan.
All right.
That's Dan.
Andy!
All right. 503-733-2970. Benjamin, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, Rick. Happy anniversary.
Thank you, sir.
Awesome. Hey, yeah, I think window cleaner is a component of meth, so he probably just had that sitting there on the table next to him.
All right. Yes.
Well, anyway, there you go. I had two things real quick, and unless I'm much mistaken, I think dysphagia is the difficulty swallowing, and aphasia is the speech disorder.
That's not true. It is true, but you're conflating two different things. There's dysphagia with an S, there is dysphagia with a G, and there is aphasia. Dysphagia and aphasia are similar. Aphasia is where you can form cogent thoughts in your head, but you can't speak them. Dysphagia is where you speak, but you're just talking gibberish.
Well, I'll have to hit my textbooks again. This is something I should probably know, working in mental health.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Well, I got just one last thing, actually.
Yes.
Working in mental health is where I got this from, is that they call it developmentally delayed now.
Really?
It might be like the Department of Developmental Delays or something like
okay.
that. Yeah, They call it MRDD, mentally retarded, developmentally delayed, but they're phasing out the retarded part.
I don't wish to be obnoxious for the sake of obnoxious, but that is just seems like you're whitewashing it, because it's not delayed.
It's so much delayed, yeah.
It's not like it's showing up. Yeah, it's not like it's showing up next week. You know what I mean? It's like, I mean, I've met some of those. Yeah. I've met some of those cats. They're like 50 years old. It's not like you're just waiting for a guy to bring it by the house tomorrow. your intelligence isn't showing up. It's been lost.
Got an appointment with UPS.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm burning my grilled cheese. I gotta go.
Thank you,
Andy.
All right.
Andy!
I'm going to stop that.
I'm so sad you found that soundbite.
All right. No, I keep... And the irony is no one named Andy has even called since I got it. It's like getting the soundbite has kept Andy from calling. Rick, you already helped the retarded. You hired Scotty J. All right. I knew that. You snorted. All right. This whole show has just gone retarded. Just in the last, like, 20 minutes. Somebody sent me... Wait, hold on. Somebody may have sent me the logo. Wait, hold on. Hold on. Somebody may have found the actual logo. Oh, this is brilliant. Let's hope it's there. Yes, open.
So it isn't the melted snowman?
No, that's from the Department of the whatever.
I just found the American Wheelchair Bowling Association. And there's a picture.
I just want us all to hug sometimes. All right, here we go. Somebody sent me the logo. Oh, it's from Ohio, though. The Department of Mental Retardation for Ohio. I swear to
God.
That's
not the same one as Massachusetts.
No, I swear to God, it's two bushels of wheat sitting in the sun. It doesn't make any sense. I think they're bushels of wheat. Maybe they're teepees. What are those, Sarah? Are those teepees or bushels of wheat?
I don't know.
What are those?
That looks like almost like an explosion.
I don't think it's a mushroom cloud.
I think those are bundles of wheat.
Bundles of wheat sitting in the sun.
But two of them, and one of them doesn't have...
One of them doesn't have any tops. One of them is...
That could be the symbol of Ohio, isn't that? The land of amber waves of grain.
I think one of the waves of grain is missing its head, though. Maybe that's how they symbolize that you're retarded.
They have twisters up there.
If normal humans are wheat with its top, then if you're retarded, you're just a bundle of sticks. He just sent me the logo. We should welcome Jim Roop to the Rick Emerson Show. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome now CNN radio correspondent in Los Angeles. Thank you so much for calling and getting us off of this. Jim Roop, hello, sir.
How are you, sir?
I'm going to hell. How are you?
Well, I don't know that I can come back on anything from that.
Did you know that in Massachusetts they actually have a government agency called the Department of Mental Retardation?
Isn't that in every state?
Yes, it is. I talk to them April 15th of every year. I swear to God, they have that. Apparently in Ohio, too, Department of Mental Retardation. And as I just said, the logo is...
I'm from Ohio originally. I can vouch for that.
The logo is two bushels of wheat sitting in the sun.
Yeah, well, that explains it.
Tim, where was... that in Massachusetts where the mental retardation logo was a melted snowman?
Yes.
So there you go. In Massachusetts, that's how they talk about the differently abled, the enfeebled among us, is with a melted snowman. So apparently the differently abled are into clip art. That's it calms them like music. Let's talk about something else. This is all right. What do I have here? This is the guys in Berkeley. Here's the thing about Berkeley. I am no more a Democrat than I am a Republican. I am not a member of either party. But I will say this: the thing about Berkeley is, the thing that makes them irritating is the thing that makes them great is they're just crazy there. You can always count on Berkeley to sort of do something that's going to liven up the day. For example, now in Berkeley, they're trying to get Donald Rumsfeld charged with war crimes.
Donald Rumsfeld and 13 other folks, U.S. officials here. You know, it's a very strange thing. This might be one of those show kind of lawsuits. This New York-based civil rights organization filed this lawsuit in Berlin because under German law, no matter where war crimes happen, you can go after them.
Right.
So the city of Berkeley is considering being the first city in the U.S. to join as a co-complainant this lawsuit, which the Pentagon calls frivolous. Well, yes. What else are they going to say?
Of course. What else are they going to say? No, he's a war criminal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Put him in jail.
Yeah, here he is.
Yeah.
We've been keeping him right over here for you.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so it's very strange. They're going to vote on it tonight. Now, the guy who's the chairman of their Peace and Justice Commission, that says it all right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
is at odds with the city manager. City manager says, look, we don't know, we have no resources to not only find out if the merits of this lawsuit are good, but we may incur some liability if we join as a co-complainant here, so we shouldn't do it. So the mayor says, why don't we compromise? Let's send a letter of support to Germany, and we'll just not join the legal side of it.
Is being the mayor of a place like Berkeley, is that an easy job or a hard job?
If you like to wear sandals, it should be easy.
Because, yeah, the place is packed with crazies. I mean, it's just, that place is what people think the rest of California is. Right?
Yes, they do. That's exactly right.
I mean, that's the thing, is people have this view of California that it's some leftist, weird, claptrap place just filled with hippies and freaks. But Berkeley really is like it. Berkeley and Santa Cruz, it really is that way.
Yeah, Big Sur, all those areas up there, which I love Big Sur. But it's the den.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So all right. Well, so this is clearly, you know what, Berkeley, they're just kind of attention whores down there. That's really what it is. Regardless of whether or not Donald Rumsfeld's a bad guy, I miss Donald Rumsfeld. I really do. Do we know what he's doing these days? Just drinking or
no? I think he's wrestling again. I have no idea.
Wouldn't you give anything? I bet he could take you too. You put Donald Rumsfeld in the ring, I bet he could probably snap your spine.
Yeah, he seems to be one of those kind of guys that could easily take you and break you over his knee.
Him and John McCain, you know what I mean? He's one of those who seems to know 15 ways to kill you with a pen.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well,
you know, this lawsuit was filed on behalf of the prisoners at Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo, who I'm sure asked for this. I'm sure the civil rights organization in New York went to these prisoners and said, we're going to file this lawsuit on your behalf. These guys probably don't even know this lawsuit exists.
No, probably not. And I don't even, you can't just go there and get into Abu Ghraib and talk to these guys anyway, can you?
No.
Well, you
I wouldn't think so.
You show up. I'm here to see prisoner 55. That doesn't
I'm the
really...
state-appointed attorney for number 55.
Doesn't really happen.
No.
Not at all. All right. Well, so this is just more attention whoring from Berkeley.
We'll find out. They're supposed to vote on it tonight, so we'll find out by tomorrow what's up with that.
Hey, have you heard anything just off topic here? Have you heard anything about a Jackson family reunion?
No.
All right. Well, there you go.
What have you heard?
I read in the newspaper, like I have sources, I read in the New York Post that the Jacksons are going to be reuniting for $500 million.
Who in the hell would pay for that?
Not me, certainly, but I heard somewhere.
$500 million just sounds like a made-up price.
For $5 skillion.
Isn't that what Anna Nicole Smith stands to inherit from that old guy?
Have you heard, let me just say this. Have you read that story in the Phoenix Times about her apparently having some other kid with, like, an Indian guy from some reservation in Arizona?
No, I've not heard that, but that wouldn't surprise me.
Okay, there's no way I can do justice to it. I'm going to have Scotty send you this story. I'm gonna put you on hold, and if you don't mind, I'm gonna have you give your email address to Scotty.
Okay.
And I'm gonna have Scotty send you, because there's no point in trying to recreate it here. There's no time. I'm gonna have Scotty send you the greatest story in the history of the world. Okay.
All right.
Now you probably won't be able to do anything with it as far as your job goes, but just I feel like you know the next time you need to chuckle, I want you to read this story.
Okay.
It does.
I'll email it to Scotty right now.
Yeah, it does, and Sarah will vouch for me that it's probably the best thing we've ever read ever. In fact, we talked about just quitting our jobs after last Friday because we're never going to top it. So I'm going to send you that just so you can have something to smile at.
I really appreciate that.
It's what we do. We try to make you happy, Jim.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right.
All right. Jim Roop, ladies and gentlemen. Scott, if you can get his email address. We'll head back to the Ministry. We're already late, so we're just going to push it. We'll head back to the Ministry of Truth here in just a moment. But first, we have, let's see. Hello, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hi. Rick Emerson Show. Why, hello.
Why do you try? You know they're not there.
There's nobody there. Maybe I'll just talk to myself in the caller's voice. Hello, Rick Emerson Show.
Hi, this is Andy.
Andy! Andy!
All right. Kevin, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Okay, and we're done. Ladies and gentlemen, at the Ministry of Truth, please, will you make way for Tim Riley?
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Well,
now they blew it again. The Army Corps of Engineers rushing to meet the president's promise to protect New Orleans by the start of the 2006 hurricane season installed effective flood control pumps last year, despite warnings from its own expert that the equipment would fail during a storm. The 2006 hurricane season turned out to be mild, thank goodness, and new pumps were never pressed into action. But the Corps and the politically connected manufacturer of the equipment are now struggling to get the 34 heavy-duty pumps working. They're being pulled out in overhaul because of excessive vibrations. So hopefully there won't be a big storm there anytime soon.
I'm sure that never happens near the coast.
They also have overheating engines, broken hoses, and blown gaskets.
Okay. Maybe it's just like a grandiose episode of Punk'd or something. Where it's just, maybe that's Ashton Kutcher's boldest trick yet. He's just going to punk an entire state. Hello, this is Rick Emerson Show.
Hello, Rick.
Hi.
Hi, this is Andy.
Andy! Andy!
Fantastic.
And the only reason I called is so you could use that.
So I could use what? Oh, I was hoping he'd lead into it again. All right. Really, you just called because you wanted me to be able to use the sounder?
I really did. I felt bad that you haven't had a chance to use it yet, so there you go.
Thank you so much. What was your name again?
Andy.
Andy!
Thank you. There you go. Thank you, Andy. I appreciate that. God bless you, sir. Thank you. That's a what better anniversary gift could we ask for? Here's Tim Riley.
Oh, by the way, that guy that shot at the cops the other night and got caught. He was wanted on methamphetamine charges.
Of course.
And he's also booked on one count of attempted aggravated murder. So
is this because he shot at the cops, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Rick, most autistic people are genius. I firmly believe you're an undiagnosed genius. And by genius, I mean autistic. All right. Thank you, sir. Here's Tim Riley.
A Fox News channel wants 13 more episodes of the news spoof developed by 24 executive producer Joel Sarno. The one-half news hour won an order by winning and improving ratings in its 10 p.m. time slot on two recent Sundays. When the show returns to the Fox News lineup, it'll be on 10 p.m. Sundays. The first two installments average 1.4 million viewers, a 72% increase from the first quarter of 2007 with the time slot, and 443,000 adults, 25 to 54, a 108% increase over the same period.
Who could possibly be interested in watching that horrible show? It has nothing to do with the ideology. It's just the worst show. It's the least funny thing I've ever seen that was trying to be funny. I mean, it makes King of Queens look like Noel Coward. I mean, it really is just amazing how bad that Fox show was. I forgot to ask Lisa Goddard if she ever actually watched it. So, all right, so there you go. So there's something to avoid. There's another reason you don't need cable. All right.
A drunken prankster planned to frighten a shop worker who lost his arm after a firework exploded in his hand. Three of George Conlon's fingers have blown off, and surgeons couldn't save his left hand that was so badly mangled.
Well done.
He ended up having his arm amputated just above the elbow. Now the sheriff has jailed him for a very serious offense. Apparently, he was not welcome at the corner shop anymore in the town's downtown street following an argument with two people who worked there. He stormed off and drank a bottle of Jack Daniels and six cans of strong lager before returning with the fireworks, intending to throw it behind the shop and give one woman a fright. After lightening the touch paper, he suddenly felt pangs of guilt, as the shop owners were nice people, and he remembered his own sister worked there. Conlon thought the firework had a 30-second fuse. No, it wasn't quite that long. It suddenly exploded in his hand.
Fantastic. Rick, on the subject of... Oh, we've got this one, by the way. This email says, where the hell did this go? Rick, the term is not retarded. It's differently tarded. Sorry. On the subject of the differently tarded, what is the deal with the Goodwill trailers that have larger-than-life images of their clientele on the sides? I've had these things pull up next to me on the road, and it makes me jump out of my skin to look over and see a 40-foot retarded face staring in my window at me. Love the show. Thank you, Joel. Let's do one more here, and then we'll take a break.
Poisoning by bootleg alcohol amounts to a national tragedy, killing 42,000 Russians a year. Something must be done. Poisoning of Russians from fake drinks has taken on dimensions of a national tragedy, and we must do something about it today. These fake Russian drinks must be eradicated. Every year we lose 42,000 due to this poisoning. Much of the alcohol is sold in bottles labeled as brands that officially disappeared years ago. For instance, the cognac Belly Ace hasn't existed for some 3 years, but you can find it in stores. It is a fake cognac. All there is in the bottle is a liquid that is dangerous to health and life.
As opposed to the rest of the alcohol in Russia, which is fine, which helps you live to the age of 90.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. It's 503-733-2970. Okay, now somebody has... I'm getting logos from mental... apparently, March is also Mental Retardation Awareness Month. People are sending me logos from departments of mental retardation. Who knew that there were departments of mental retardation everywhere? Fantastic. Let's see. Rick, I'm prompted by your one-year anniversary and Lisa's segment today, as well as Sarah's impressive president listing yesterday, to ask you this. Did you ever consider what an unusually large amount of excellent women the Rick Emerson Show somehow draws to it? It's because of my charisma, sir. You've got your Sarah Dillon, your Storm Large, and your Lisa Goddard, as well as your Jen Lane, your Diana from Downtown, your Kristen from Accounting, and others. Not to mention Scotty J. All fine, clever, quick-witted, beautiful women. What other radio show in this country has such a remarkable mix of great female contributions to it, and a show that is geared toward all of us clumsy and drunk male geeks at that? How the hell does that happen? God damn, I love the show. Happy anniversary. Thank you, sir. No, it is true. It is true. It is not a thing we don't notice. So thank you. Rick, let's see. I sent you guys some new direction calendars I made some time back. I'm wondering if you got them. Tim in Southeast. I did. Did you all get those?
I did.
In your locker?
I have one in my office at home.
Really?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Sir, your new direction calendar is hanging above Tim's desk at his home office. So there you go. Mine is actually in my office here, and I'm trying to figure out whether it's appropriate to hang it in the workplace
Mine's
or not.
Mine's still in my locker.
Sarah doesn't care.
Oh, thank you. I do care. I just don't have any place to put it.
Sarah cares less than them. Let's see.
That is not true.
I'm just saying. All right. I have two things I could play here. One of them is Someone Ate the Baby. The other is...
Go running! Seven!
I don't know which one to play.
Let's play that one.
All right. Back after this, it's the Rick Emerson
go
Show.
Running.
Don't go anywhere.
Seven! We have to get a new toilet if I got broke!
Excellent. There you are.
You're going to take me to Super Save tomorrow because I have a sale.
You're there for purpose! That is delicious, so you got to take me today to get a new toilet seat because mine got broken and was sliding. So I would fall off of it like, whoa! So we have a success play to run over what my toilet seat? Hello? Toilet seat assistance and row number one, thank you!
Would you like a cookie? Chocolate flavor, very nutritious. Well, you'll have to excuse me because I have to use the bathroom. No matter where you go, if you're trying to run or hide or anything, a mole will always find you. It's only the watch. Find the bus! Come on!
Will Smith is very hot, too. If he was here right now, Rachel, do you know him?